Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong, in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen. See what you think.
My day started at 4:30 when I had a bit of breakfast, which is usually strong coffee and chocolate. And then as soon as the sun gets up, I suit up at home so that I have no excuses not to go out in the water. And then get to the beach at about just before daybreak, which today was about 20 to 6. I surf for about an hour, which is also work because I'm hooked up with various trackers. So I've got two GPS systems on me. I got an accelerometer, I wear a heart monitor, and then I go for a surf, go back home, organize my three children, and then come to work, which now means I'm back at the beach again. So this is pretty awesome.
It's another day at the office for Mark Inhet Ponhaus. The Dutch-born chemistry professor came to surfing late, only taking it up 11 years ago when his wife bought a board. But as you'll hear, he's taken up the sport with all the fanatical zeal of a convert.
Well, I love being outside, and I love being in the environment and interacting with the environment. So surfing allows me to do all of that. I can be on the beach, I can look for things that have washed up from the ocean, I can be in the ocean, I can look at the wildlife around me. As you know, the whales are coming past us at the moment, there are lots of dolphins.
He's heading a global challenges project at UOW to 3D print surf fins using mountains of data collected every time he and his surfing project partners go for a surf.
I'm fascinated by data. I really like data, and I absolutely hate with a disgust subjective descriptions. As you know, the surfing world is all about subjective arrangements. So when I started surfing, I just wanted to be able to measure. How do you do as a surfer? What do you do as a surfer? You can film yourself. So in order to study that, surfing offers a lot of variables that you can look at. You can look at the data that you're gathering, which very few people do. I mean, there's a couple of watches on sale that will allow you to track your data, but nobody really looks in a scientific matter at the material side of surfing, which is what we are trying to do. And as a scientist, that puts me in a different area as well, because I sit in a school of chemistry at the University of Wollongong. Most of the people there are making molecules, or not even what you would call materials, or investigate how to get other molecules and drugs out of natural products, where I sit at a totally different spectrum. And this surfing project goes from materials to performance. Now we're in actually performance. I'm starting to look at exercise science and performance, which brings me to really interesting aspects. And the latest part of this project now brings in the Internet of Things. So it's taking me into directions that I've never even dreamed of. And that makes it really interesting for me, because I love handling large amounts of data.
Is where the Digital Living Lab comes in. Because although he loves handling large amounts of data, the analysis can be very time-consuming. And time analysing spreadsheets is time away from the surf.
Well, let me paint you the scene. So when I go surfing, I get data from two GPS systems. So they give me the tracks of your latitude, your longitude, your speed, your time. Then I have an accelerometer that gives me all the yaw, pitch and yaw angles. when I'm surfing. Plus, it gives me all the speeds of when
so
I'm
you get the
into
picture.
A turn, out of a turn.
There's a lot of data to analyze.
When I go into a cutback, what the average length of my ride is. So there's a lot of underlying data that comes out of it. I also get my heart monitor data. So to put it in summary, I get about 5 spreadsheets, plus I get track data for every wave that I catch. And to put it in perspective, I catch about 30 waves an hour. Now I have 6 surfers who are trial riders for this project. So if you multiply that up, I am drowning in spreadsheets at the moment. Even though I love data, I just can't handle the amount of spreadsheets that are coming at me. And this is where the Digital Living Lab comes into, so that we can take the data, scrub it off the various devices that we use, and then analyze it on the cloud using the Internet of Things approach. And that's a really exciting new aspect of my project.
So the end result is a custom-designed 3D printed fin that's perfect both for the conditions and the individual surfer.
It's the assessment of the performance that will really have possibly applications outside, and also the way that we're analyzing our data that could be used in many different fields other than surfing. Performance is something that a lot of companies and also the army, of course, is very interested in. It's been one of the most exciting projects that I've done, just because it brings together people from different disciplines. So I get to talk with engineers, but I also have people with biomechanics, economic geography, and they give you different angles into a project that you normally don't think about when you sit within your own discipline.
And now there's funding for 3D printing an entire surfboard with a manufacturer from the Northern Illawarra. None of this would be possible without the Digital Living Lab.
One of the biggest things that I like about surfing is it allows you to live in the moment. When you're out in the water, there's only one thing that matters, is that next wave that comes, getting that wave and riding it to the best of your ability. That is probably, for me, what is the total attraction of surfing, is just being out there early, seeing the sunrise every day, and every sunrise is different, and every conditions that you go and try to surf in is different.
Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.